Hello, welcome to Living La Vida Lockdown, the online comedy chat show hosted by me, Rob Mulholland. I hope you're very well. I hope you're enjoying being inside with clean hands doing fuck all again forever. This show every weekday until we can go outside. Today we've got a banging lineup, just quality mates. I'm really excited for this one. To my side right here, all the way from bloody Australia, like wannabe Bezzy pals, it's Evan Demeray.
Hey, what's going on?
Good to see you, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really enjoying the man-spreading pose you're going for at the moment. I feel like this camera's just going to pan down slowly, and this is going to get more and more problematic.
Been doing yoga every day, man.
Oh, no. The last thing we need is flexible Evan. Right, and down in this corner, that is genuinely upsetting. Right, down in this corner, we've got awesome comedian, good pal, Steve Harris. How you doing, mate?
Hey, mate, you all right?
Yeah,
nice to see
you. Yeah, you too, bud. Thanks for coming on. And below, we've got friend of the show, returning guest, and all-round posh twat. It is Tom Horton.
Oh, my usual introduction from you. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries, mate.
You scummy fuck. Thank you very much for having me on again.
No, mate, good to have you back, bud. I always enjoy our fun stable boy and princess of the castle dynamic.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of Lady Chatterley going on with me and Tom. And, like, eventually, we are going to have some Mills and Boone fucking time, and it's going to be fucking romantic.
Stream it.
Not on YouTube, man. They're not having that.
Stream the streams.
Everything's content.
Yeah, everything fucking is now, man. Like, fucking everything. So, Evan, you are over in Australia at the moment, aren't you, mate?
Mm-hmm. I'm in Western Australia, in Perth.
Oh, yeah. And it clean.
It's so clean.
It's really clean over there.
Everything. The roads, the sky.
How long have you been in Oz for, man? Because you live in Manchester.
Down to the fringes.
Yeah,
still officially kind of pay rent in Manchester, but I came down for the fringes, and then at the end of the fringe festivals, I was like, oh shit, it looks dangerous in the UK. I could just get an extra visa here and just stay in Australia, where it's been a breeze.
It's a lot more spread out, Australia. It's harder to spread a disease around, I bet, than in Britain.
Yeah.
Where we also didn't stop going out or drinking or, you know, like, we just basically ignored it.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we went down to, like, you can only hang out with one other person. And then in the news, it was like, Manchester just got busted for 600 house parties. So I was like, oh, I think I made the right decision.
Yeah, man, like, I was weirdly proud of this city when that news story came out. In one night, there was 600 house parties busted in this city. Like, in the middle of lockdown, people just... They're cracking on. Like, I've heard, like, neighbours, like, having, like, pissed rows in the alley and stuff coming out at the back. Like, I don't know. In general,
what was
though,
great
I think
was
in general,
it happened
though,
the weekend
much.
After I watched 24 Hour Party People. So it was a great way to just prove to my girlfriend. I'm like, yeah, that's Manchester.
Yeah, we love a party.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. You've got to when it's this fucking miserable, innit? It's like, if you're in a city this rainy, like, you need some ecstasy, don't you?
Yeah, man, I did all them raves. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
you,
man.
You guys have all lived in Manchester for long periods of time, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I just realised how I am the odd one out.
Yeah, you always are in this group, definitely.
This is what you noticed?
Yeah.
Oh, you've all lived in
Manchester. What we'll do, Tom, is we'll just show us all our bank accounts and then just show yours. We'll just show you the fucking difference.
Hey, you're the one who's eating... You're the one who's eating pavlova at the moment, mate. things are going well in the Harris household.
But you can get a pavlova for a quid
from
Iceland.
It's from Heron. It's from Heron. Heron. The fucking Heron.
What's Heron?
Tom, have you ever been to a Heron Foods?
Look, what's Heron?
I know, look at this. What's Heron? Have you ever been
to a Heron
Foods?
Looks like somebody shit in the middle of an angel cake.
I don't know what Heron is. I don't,
right. Man, so, you know, like, basically, Heron is sort of like a charity shop for food.
Yeah.
It's like, it's same sort of vibe as, like, Jack Fulton.
You're eating a second-hand pavlova that someone died in.
They gave me a quid to take it.
It's actually worth more than oil at the moment, though.
Yeah. So am I.
Yeah. Well, is it, man? Like, Heron Foods is, like, basically, it's, like, the cheapest shit. It's, like, if Iceland was somehow shitter, that's what Heron Foods is. And, like, it's a place where
like
poor people
Iceland met Primark.
Yes. Yeah.
Talking about stuff being actionable.
Well, I think it's fine to say that Heron Foods is shit. Come at me, Heron, with your cheap discount lawyers. I'm not worried about getting a legal dispute with that shop. Fuck them.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd argue. They'd go, yeah, but it's fucking cheap. Yeah. It's one of those places. It doesn't have to be in any way good. Yeah. No one chooses to shop in Heron. Like, Heron chooses you.
Yeah, he does. you won't get that, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, like it's like when I was working in Bury, like the last time I think I went into Heron was in Bury, and like Bury is a place where when I was working there, I went out on my first lunch break from the call centre I was working in, and I went to try and buy a banana, and I walked past 8 places I could buy a sausage roll before I found a place I could buy a banana.
Wow. You say it that way every time, right?
Banana.
Banana.
A banana.
Banana.
I don't say it as posh as you say it. Banana. That is a proper a Yorkshire thing.
Banana.
You say it with 7 N's.
It's the extra A's. It's like it's the thing that like my girlfriend's posh, and like it's the thing that winds her up the most is when I say it's when I say anything with a name. Like I once said the word tapenade, and it just blew her mind. Tapenade.
I was in Cyprus with the CSE crew years and years ago, and it was my first trip out there, and they took us to a Japanese tapenade. And I'd never been to one before, and also never experienced that green, is it wasabi taste?
Wasabi, yeah.
Wasabi, yeah.
Oh, this prick thought it was guacamole, right? and I ate a full fucking teaspoon of it. It shot out my nose, my eyes and everything. And everybody laughed because they went, "What's up?" And I went, "I thought it was guacamole." So from that point forward, I was guacamole because no one says guacamole.
Mole. Like that, you know, proper Northwest. Mole.
Guacamole.
Guacamole, 10 kg for 50 pence down at Heron.
They don't have guacamole at Heron, mate.
They don't even know what it is.
No. Like, they're not, mate, no, you are really not getting the vibe of this place. Like, it's like frozen mints that, you know, when it comes in like those pellets that are all regular shapes. Have you ever seen, like, Steve, well, I'm very much addressing this to you, mate. Like, you're the only
You got alphabetti mints.
Essentially, yeah. It's like, it's so heavily processed that it's like run through a machine that makes little perfectly spherical tubes and then chops them with flat ends. So yeah. They look like rabbit
pellets.
Worse
than Aldi.
Yeah. Oh, worse than... Look, because Aldi, like, actually has some, like, decent stuff. I'll stand up for Aldi's quality.
It's got better over the years.
Yeah, it's like Skoda, isn't it? It's the Skoda of supermarkets. Yeah. When it first came out, taxi drivers.
When Aldi first came out, Tony Burgess had a great joke. Because he's proper mank, innit?
Yeah.
And he went, I was walking down by the canal the other day, and I found an Aldi trolley in the canal. Still had the fucking shopping in.
Man, Evan, you were living in you got me into those mobikes when you were living here. Remember mobikes?
Yeah.
That was one of the proudest moments of Manchester. It was beautiful, wasn't it, Evan?
Oh, well, they're gone now, but mobikes were just like, those little bikes you can rent on your phone and just bike everywhere. Yeah. And people would just throw them in the canal.
That's it. Like,
you just go to pick one up. You're like, oh, there's one around the corner. And then you'd go to get it, and it's just either in someone's yard or in a canal that you just couldn't get.
Yeah, it was the
So you have to either break and enter.
Yeah, it was the only city in the world where they just stopped doing it. Like, everywhere else in the world, this scheme worked. People just used the bikes and left them where they were. In Manchester, everyone just went, fuck that, and like, threw them all in the canal. I was genuinely quite proud. In it. This city does have its own character. I'll fucking give it that. Like,
yeah, it does.
Yeah, I imagine it's not really like that in the area you're in currently, Tom.
No, all the areas I try to be in regularly. I'm in a lovely little village at the moment, the village of Melsonby, just by the A66. Near
of course you are.
Scotch Corner?
Yeah, I'm aware of Scotch Corner, yeah. Like, you know, this sounds like a place that's made up in, like, an American's version of what happens in Britain. We're not down to Melsonby.
Yeah, you're like this. My mum's horses have arrived back.
I don't want to see everybody's view. Can we see everybody's view out their window?
Well, sort of. Mine is just you can just see a brick wall because it's just a yard. Like, there's just brick.
Okay, just a yard.
Yeah, so like basically, if you want to see, my out of the back of mine, watch the credits on Coronation Street. Right, let's see if I can move this. Right. Oh, my cables don't extend that far. So, can you see that? That's as far as my cables can go. It's just some backyards.
Yeah, it's just some backyard. Because
you can see if you see there's the stable.
Of course.
And there's
oh my god.
And there are the horses there.
Wow! How many horses?
Two.
Okay. It was the plural horses that made me laugh so much before.
My mum had this thing. So when my dad became a general in the army, then horse the general. And then she'd wake me up every morning going, I've been riding the general this morning, Tom.
Wow.
Filth. Absolute filth.
Yeah, this is why I love posh women. They're always fucking dirty.
Yeah, they are. Look, here's some dog shit. You see some dog shit? there's my vegetable patch there.
Oh, yeah. This what are you growing, man?
This is where the shed's going to be. Growing celery. Onions, beetroots, broccoli, spinach, and lettuce, and carrots.
Fucking hell, man.
So all the products that Heron don't sell.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. It just tops up his Heron shop. Every...
I pretty much can eat for £1 a day for the family.
Nice, man. So that looks like a pretty nice setup, though. You got a nice bit of outdoors, at least. Yeah. Like, so who are you with, Steve? Who are you with in your lockdown? Oh, Evan's outside. In fact, we'll do Evan's tour, and then I'll ask you that.
Okay. I'm on the front. I'm on the one of our two patios. These are all
two
my
patios.
Plants.
Fucking hell, he's competing with you, Tom.
Yeah. This is my basil.
Basil.
Mm. And then
it's not the kind of herb I enjoy, lads. Oh, don't mind if I do.
Right there is it's a mall, so I'm just living next to a mall.
Oh, go, man.
Nice.
So I can go be an old lady and walk around the mall every day.
You kind of look like a dude who hangs out in the mall too much.
Oh, man, I got blue hair like an old lady, too.
Yeah, I know, man. That's a full-on blue rinse. Like, Steve, what are you holding?
Oh, it's my staff. None shall pass.
All right. In fact, I haven't done this bit for a while. Fuck it. Like, what weapons have you got close to you? Steve, you've got a massive staff.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why you're looking around, Steve, like you aren't holding a huge stick already.
Well, it was made for me by another comedian, funnily enough, who thinks I'm fucking 6 foot two. Also, as well, I've got a blade.
Give him a shout out, though.
You got a mop. I'd stick with the staff.
And also, as well, essential.
You can grab people. Yeah, you can give him a little nip.
It's Steve's meat. Steve, me too, stick.
come here, lover. Want to get cancelled? Hey, Louis C.K.'s doing theatres. Maybe it'll work for me.
At least he's abiding by the 2 meters distance.
Yeah. That's true. It was very socially responsible.
Grabbing from afar.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Yeah. How the fuck be mad?
Who are you with, Steve? So what's your situation, man?
I mean, my girlfriend, her two kids, and the dog, Black Labrador, called Kira.
So that kind of went up and down as it went. It was like, with your girlfriend, her kids, and a dog.
two teenage girls.
Went back up.
Oh, really?
The dream.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I think I've seen this video.
Yeah, it's all right. It's been okay. It's been a bit tough because obviously, you know, when women are in confined spaces for a certain period of time.
I have had this confirmed by Jojo Sutherland on this podcast. Actually, we talked about that on this. So this isn't just four clueless men. It's four clueless men, one of whom has asked a woman. So we're all right.
Yeah. They've all synchronized.
Did it sync up with the dog as well?
I'm gonna check that.
How are you planning on checking this?
There is a way. There is a method. If you, I don't know how I know this, but if you stroke a dog at the back near the tail, its tail will move to the side to allow access for the dog penis.
Oh yeah, you don't know how you know this.
Somebody told me, and
someone told you.
Yeah, I sort of logged it just for future reference.
You never know when you might need like to penetrate
good
a dog.
Good choice of word, logging it, huh?
Yeah, anytime someone tells me how to successfully fuck an animal, I'm like, keep that one just in case, you know?
Because you never know when you're going to get locked down again.
Well, this is it. We're in unprecedented times, man.
Yeah, what happens in lockdown stays in fucking lockdown.
Why are we not allowed to fuck animals?
That is a fair point, right? If the animal's like into it, I can't see, like, if you're not meant to, no, Steve. You're not. It's very much frowned upon. In fact, animal porn is in the same category as like the worst child porn, like legally. It's like in Britain anyway. I don't know anything about crazy Australian laws. They probably encourage bestiality over there. I don't fucking know. But in Britain, it's like top tier. It's like if you've got like, because I used to have like videos on my phone, like back when Bluetooth was first a thing at school. When Bluetooth was first...
what videos did you have on your phone?
Oh, some horrific shit. Because me and my mates used to like Bluetooth each other because you could just send each other videos without the other person like having to do anything. So you could just like sneak videos onto each other's phones. So we would all download like the worst pornography and send it to each other. Like in the middle of lessons, your phone would just vibrate and there'd be a video of a woman sucking off a horse. Like I remember, she was totally naked except for a baseball cap. Right, and I had one of fish shooting out of a Japanese lady's vagina, like loads of little minnows. They funneled them in and then. But then, like, I also like the worst one I had. Right, all you could see at the start of the video was like it was zoomed right in, and you could just see a dildo being held backhand, like the killer in Psycho. Right, like, and you can just see it's really close up. You can just see it's going in a hole, and then it would gradually zoom out, and you'd realize that was a guy's dick hole. Right, and it was and there was a moment where, all of those faces you just did, it was my favourite clip to show people, because, like, they'd just be like, there was just always just the best moment. So, yeah, like, 15-year-old me.
It was left wide open.
Oh, mate, it was gaping. It was gaping.
You say that, me and Evan are like, Steve, you literally went. Tell me more.
Like he's listening to a fucking audio book by Stephen Fry.
Gather round, children.
This is my best favourite bit.
Was this around like the two girls, one cup days?
Yeah, like there was all that sort of stuff going around. We're all on rotten.com, which was like a website where all like the most disgusting shit was. And like, you know, there was Tub Girl and Lemon Party was my favorite. Do you remember Lemon Party?
Lemon Party.
No, do you not remember Lemon Party? It's three really old dudes all having a wonderful time together. Like they're not in a bathtub in Lemon Party. They're just in a bed, but they're just three really old guys like blah, 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 blah. Right, and like Tub Girl is the one with a...
that's the bathtub, yeah.
Yeah, she's in a bathtub with her legs behind her head, sort of over herself, and she is spraying diarrhea into the air and catching it in her mouth. This period of the internet was the fucking best. Like, it's why I'm fucked up, I'm sure of it. This is what I was looking at when I was, like, 12, 13. To be fair, if I was around now, though, I'd just been watching, like, ISIS beheading videos and stuff, innit? Like...
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's basically what rotten.com was. It wasn't a good time. I'm glad, you know, I moved past it. I don't seek this out anymore. Do you remember One Man, One Jar?
No.
Yeah, where the jar broke.
All you see is a jar and two legs, right? And the guy just squats onto the jar and it goes right in him. And he's having a lovely time, and then the jar just shatters, and then
do you hear him go?
Yeah, he makes a noise, and things start falling out, and it's an all-time classic. There is an image of just a jar with... I'll probably use it as the fucking thumbnail of this. I don't know, like, you know, it's just like the jar with the two legs next to it. It's
ironically, it was a jam jar as well.
So, did you not do this on the internet when you were a teenager?
What? Squat on a jar?
No, I meant more generally. Look at like really fucked up shit. To? Tom, you. Because you seem appalled.
I don't know.
No, I mean, yeah. I think we did. we certainly had our. I remember. I remember. I do remember Rotten.com.
I think I've broken Tom.
It was never really my thing. I used to collect the Beano.
I used to do that. Yeah, this was after the Beano for me.
Did you stick it?
What's
up
the
your
Beano?
Ass?
Beano is a children's comic book in Britain, Evan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dennis the Menace.
Not porn.
Very much not porn.
Dennis the Menace wasn't a bloke who shoved shoes.
It wasn't that kind of menace.
He was a scamp with a slingshot.
Yeah. It's all very wholesome fun.
Rascal.
Yeah.
Like I remember those like dark ones where people would like shit on themselves or like they'd be cutting with the jars. But like there was still the fun ones where like it was a bald guy who lubed up his head and put his entire head inside
of
a vagina.
Did you see the American football one? There was one where it was just a picture of a vagina and then a whole American football popped out of it.
Oh, no. When you see just a lady's anus and then it spreads out and then a Coke can slowly comes out. With a full unopened Coke can. And like,
you'd
I don't know how
unopened.
That happened.
If it was open, that would surely crush it. Surely
imagine, like, I'd like to see an.
If it went in unopened and came out open.
I'd love to see an arsehole and they put a cherry in and they come out and the stalk's got a knot in it. That'd be amazing.
has anyone seen Tangled? It's quite nice.
No, we've been locked up by ourselves for too long now, man. Like, I'm way past Tangled, man. I'm in deep. Although I did watch Toy Story 4 the other day, and little Bo Peep has a way unnecessarily slamming ass. Like, it's a thing that Pixar do all the time. Just their female characters, they just give them dump truck asses all the time. It's really funny. Like, it's little Bo
Peep.
The
bunny from Space Jam.
Yes. Totally. Like, is the reboot of Space Jam out yet?
No.
They're doing it again, aren't they? I think they're doing it with LeBron.
LeBron.
Are they? That's cool.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Like, remakes are generally not cool.
Nah, it's true.
It's LeBron. If you go back and watch Space Jam, it's garbage because the CGI and, like, the cartooning is gross.
Yeah, I'm guessing I won't enjoy it the same way I did when I was 8.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit holds up?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some things.
I think those effects are simpler. Like when they kept
what
it simple.
What was that one with Brad Pitt? Cool World.
No idea, mate.
Well, that's
way
good.
Too
that's
far back.
Actually, quite good.
Okay, well, there's a little recommendation.
Anyway, so just diverting away from American footballs coming out of arses and vaginas. I just thought I might.
Yeah, exactly.
So on arses and vaginas. No, I'm joking. Like
back to it.
Like, what have you been doing to, like, fill your time? Have you guys, like, taken up anything new?
Astrology.
Yeah?
Astronomy. Mm.
Astronomy is the one where you look at the space, yeah.
Astronomy.
Yeah.
And also, as well, from a birthday yesterday, Lindsay, my girlfriend, paid for me to do a diploma in ufology, which is
that
mental.
That can't be a 20... real subject.
It's a real subject. Yes.
The Pentagon just released 3 videos of UFOs.
Yes. And guess what? Yesterday, I got an email from Nick Pope from Ancient Aliens with a link to all new footage and files that have not been released from a birthday as a birthday gift.
What?
You got gifted some files.
It? Yeah, you can. I've not gone through them now, but I've got them. I'll send you the links when I've had a look.
Yeah.
But he actually, I can show you now. I've got a birthday email from Nick Pope from Ancient Aliens. And one of the other presents was the ufology diploma, which is 150 hours of study. It's not a simple thing to do. And you get accredited at the end of it and you can fucking cap and all that. And you're a proper nutcase. It's amazing.
Well, I would like to say, in the interest of balance, Ancient Aliens is the dumbest bullshit I've ever seen in my fucking life. Look at that.
No
that is a rad tattoo,
way.
To be fair, Evan. That is good.
No way. That's fantastic.
Yeah. That is pretty
and
sick.
Then the
to be
close,
fair. Is that new, man?
The closest. No, I've had. That's my first tattoo. Right. The closest thing to aliens on the planet.
Wow. Yes. I agree. Completely agree.
Octopuses, baby. Octopuses.
I've got a banana.
That looks like a dick.
Well, it does when my arm's bent. That's the problem, right? Because when it hangs, it's perfect. But then when my arm bends, it gets like a bell end on the top just because of where it is.
I think there's a bell end with it constantly, to be honest.
So is that like is astronomy just your excuse for having a telescope? Let's be real. Have you done any snooping as well? Come on, I would.
No, I haven't, honestly. None. Because I live with Lindsay, and I would just get punched in the fucking face. There's no question of it. Yeah. So I've had to put that out of the way.
That's the main reason to not do it.
That's the only reason. It's like, look, if I was on my own.
I don't know, gardening and just anything to keep busy, but I have found a new level of laziness, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, man. It's really easy to lose like 3 hours to just looking at a wall. Like, I've been doing that a lot. Like,
I tell you what, I am looking forward to doing when it all comes back, going doing a brand new fucking 10 spot at the store, because I won't remember any of my act whatsoever. So I'll have to go do fucking Gong Show with McFerry on a Sunday.
Yeah, man. Like, we're all going to be in the same boat with that. Like, I'm genuinely, I think I might not relearn any of it. Like, I think I might just start again. Like, I think I might learn my closer just in case. Because it's one of those bits where it's like, you know, if it's really going to pot, it's good to have. But like, I feel like relearning old bits is kind of just pointless. I might as well use this as a refresh, isn't it?
Well, honestly, are you guys doing the online shows?
I've done a few.
Are you doing your old gags?
Nah.
No, I'm doing a UFO one called Area Shifty One, which is we're working on this week. So that'll be out soon. You're more than welcome to come on it, Evan.
Steve, I want to... Everything aliens, I'm so keen to talk about.
But we need to talk, because I'm completely obsessed.
Oh, I feel like I've done an awful thing.
Thank you. This is the fucking best.
This is like when David Icke met Alex Jones.
them two should not meet.
But yeah, no, I've done a few of them, man, and like I'm doing like I had a couple of like ideas for bits I'd said on stage like twice just before the Rhoda happened, so those are going to be my new set and other stuff. So I'll be doing those, like just a couple of stories, because they're more like story bits, so it doesn't feel as bitty. So that's easier to do online. Telling a story works, I think. But I've got about 6 minutes on going shopping under Corona, like just about going to Tesco, like under the current conditions, because it's like, you know, it's up for fucking grabs. And
have you come across the supermarket aisle Nazis yet? Have you been accosted by them for going the wrong way?
Honest to God, I'm ADHD as fuck. I can't remember everything, right? And I forget stuff, and I need to go back for cheese. I'm sorry, come here for cheese, right? Go for it, man. Like
they put the arrows on the floor, which were green. So, of course, my peripheral vision sees the green and just sees it as part of green Asda. Now, they should have put them in red, so I just wandered up there. Mm. And this woman, she was quite a stout lady.
Difficult to stay 2 meters from.
Yeah. And she went, "Excuse me," like that. And I was like, "What the hell?" I didn't even realize what I was doing. And she went, "These arrows are there for a reason," like that. And I thought, well, you know, you really should be in a fucking salad aisle, to be honest. And then Lindsay just started reversing. Instead of coming out and going back round, she just reversed up the way with a trolley. And I stood there going, "Warning, vehicle reversing."
Yeah, man, it's ridiculous. Like, some people are really loving the chance to just, like, hammer that. Like, I've realised going shopping, I am incapable of not touching my face. I can't, right? I do it constantly. And because, like, my brain doesn't work, I have a little talk with myself where I'll be like, "Don't touch your face," right? Yeah. You're not got many touch
other
your
people's.
Face. Yeah. It's like, "Don't touch your face." But then a minute later, I'll just catch myself and I'll be like this. I'll be like, "Oh, for fuck's." So luckily, I've already had it. I'm like, you know, I should be immune, all that shit. You know, so I'm fine. But I can't do it. I can't not touch my face. Fuck it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if your nan dies because I can't not touch my face. I can't do it. I've tried. I'm really trying. I'm sorry. I see people looking at me in the Asda like, I forget.
Coffee. So
it seems pretty fucking serious over there.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are dying.
You can only go down the aisles, like one?
Well, in the big Tesco's, yeah, they've got like, they've basically set up like supermarkets like IKEA now. You might have followed the route like, and just go so people stay like 2 meters apart. But whether...
Are they talking about opening up fast food restaurants again? Did I hear that? The garden centres they've opened up, haven't they?
Garden centres, well, they're essential.
Yo, your fast food places are closed?
Oh, yeah, McDonald's went down a few weeks ago, man. You can get, like, a takeaway. You can get a takeaway, but, you know, like, not all of them.
Yeah, okay.
Like, and they just leave...
You can't get a coffee.
You can't get a coffee. Like, they just leave a takeaway on your door and fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like, knock a door, run. It's, like, fucking gone. And you see a bloke, like, waving from an Astra. She can't... The Chinese is on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but all the stuff here is still open for takeaway, but you can walk in, you can order it and just take it to leave. You just can't sit and eat there.
Right, okay.
So you can do that. There's some places you can do that.
Yeah. You can do that, but like you've got a queue 2 meters apart and all that shit. So my drug dealer is still operating and not really doing social distancing. There was two of them in the car, which I thought was a bit of a piss take at the moment. Like, I never like it when there's two in the car anyway, but, like, let alone now. You don't need two. Come on. You're only selling weed, lads, as well. Like, you're not, like, fucking gangsters. You're selling a bit of weed to me, so chill out. Like, but, yeah, like, they're still operating. They've not stopped. They're doing gangbusters numbers, surely.
Surely they're... Aren't the police going to be on them quite severely?
Well, you would think...
For their necessary trip, this Vauxhall...
Are you going to grass, Tom?
Yes.
No, excuse me, officer.
No, it's more like
my father's a beef eater.
They're only coming out for
a
like
a beef eater. You've demoted him several ranks there.
His dad has beef eaters.
He does. Yeah. I really like your stories when Tom was telling me that. So, what's it like living in the Tower of London? Because the people that are watching. Tom lived in the Tower of London with his dad. And I said, well, what's
still,
it like? He said, well,
still does. This is just his summer house.
Oh, is he? Okay. And he told me that with Tommy, don't mind me saying this, he said it was quite easy getting girls in, you know, if you wanted to take a girl back. He said, but he couldn't get them out. Literally, there was traps in the Tower of London.
Because then you can't then leave until sort of they lower the bloody battle gates.
Portcullis.
Don't you just hate that?
Shall I call you an Uber? Like, I'll get the portcullis guys working. I've got a crank. Oh, sorry, the moat's up. You're going to have to stay the night.
And then when they left, obviously...
Somebody released alligators.
Yeah,
just a minute, Tom.
There are pros and cons to living within a moat.
Do you ever go swimming in the moat?
It's not got any water in it anymore.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No, it's a dry moat now. And when it did have water and you wouldn't want to swim in it because that's where they sort of empty all the toilets and everything. It's pretty bad moat.
Yeah, that does sound like a bad moat, mate. That is fair. Although that would stop me attacking a building if you've got to swim through shite.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, to be fair, like the famous story I always got told when I was a kid from my hometown, there's a castle in my hometown of Knaresborough in North Yorkshire, and there is, like, it's all ruined, but there's, like, a hole in the side of the wall, and, like, that was the toilet hole. And apparently someone once attacked it by climbing up the shithole, and, like, that's how they, like, got into the castle. They climbed up, and it's, like, long and thin and dark and must have been fucking slippy.
Yeah, sounds like something off Rotten.com, that does.
One man, like, one pipe.
One man, one player.
Yeah.
It sounds like most of the places I've seen, but I'm a gap year.
Where was like the local tourist attraction to you when you were a kid? Anyone have a good one?
Like Blackpool. His home?
Yeah, well, to be fair, Tom lived in it.
Yeah, I'm living it.
Yeah,
I bought a weapon, by the way.
Oh yeah,
a sword.
Fucking hell!
It's a fucking sword.
Yeah,
called it.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good weapon. Yeah. Evan, I think you might be in trouble, mate. What's this? Is that a spear?
And a little bit of cultural appropriation.
Oh, okay. Okay, see, that's. Was your family gifted that, or did they take it?
I honestly gifted.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. Gifted to the Empire.
Yeah. And then, yeah, the natives gave it as a peace treaty. This is just
please stop chewing our family.
For small pox blankets.
This is just the village down the road, Old St. John. But yeah, this is one of my dad's swords.
Okay. Wow,
that's mad! Like, I'm glad I didn't grow up in a house with swords. Like, I was bad enough like with what we had available. Like, when I was a teenager, I had a real fire phase, like where I'd just like set things on fire for fun.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, did you all have that? I think it's a pretty universal male thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And you don't realise that you smell of it when you go home. And she'd also as well, I'd just get a crack like that. And I'd go, what was that for? And she'd go, stop striking matches on your pants. Because I would do the fucking thing and leave like big lines on the pants and stuff. Like, fuck.
Man, we used to do all sorts of shit. Like, we'd poke a hole in a tennis ball and fill that up with lighter fluid and then set that on fire, then play football, and it would like trail flaming liquid as it went.
Wow, that's interesting.
You play fucking hockey with that. You have a flame tennis ball and play fucking hockey.
There we go. Britain, Canada, united with flaming balls in our various sports.
At night, it gets too dark that you can't see the ball, so you set it on fire.
That's the game we're going to play when society breaks down, when COVID-19 goes to COVID-20 and mutates. That's the kind of game we're going to play.
COVID-20, this time it's personal.
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, I hope they cast Vin Diesel in it. This one had Idris Elba. It was great.
Mate, everything is improved with Idris Elba. Like, he's often in bad things and is shit in them. But like, honestly, like, you could just look at that man forever. If I was gonna be gay, he'd be my number one target.
Yeah.
Well,
it got real quiet.
why is everyone hating on Idris Elba?
No. I was having that conversation with Elliot Steele actually not long ago about.
Oh, yeah. He's coming on the show soon.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting desperate. Then. if we were gay, what type of bloke we'd go for?
Sure.
And he went for a Deontay Wilder.
Wow.
His argument was that, right, I'm going gay. I might as well go for like the proper manliest, biggest bloke ever.
Yeah.
Because mine was like a little twinkie.
So you're still thinking as a straight man who's been forced to go gay. Like Elliot is thinking like a guy who is gay.
Elliot embraced it. And he sort of convinced me, actually. I was like, oh, actually, no, yeah, fair enough. So my question to you guys is what would you guys go for?
Yeah.
I just would never do it. It makes me sick. Repulses me to my very core. But joking aside.
There he goes back into his Pavlova.
Yeah.
Well, I know what clip I'm putting on social media.
Henry Cavill.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, that's a fair choice. Yeah.
Like, nice chest.
He's got a big, strong triangular frame, hasn't he? Yeah.
I'd like to get it.
Gordon, love it.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, that's who you'd go for. A little bit quirky.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
Do you not think that you look a bit like Joseph Gordon-Levitt? I can see that.
Oh, thank you.
No, I can see that. You'd be the same sort of category of bloke, I reckon.
I've got the same chest.
The manic pixie dream boy?
Yeah.
That's just his blue hair. Don't let that fool you.
I've got the same chest as Cavill, if you just look.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I've even got the split down.
Throw a coin to your witcher.
I think you've got the same body as a different Superman.
Yeah.
Christopher fucking Reeve, yeah.
What would you go for, Rob?
Like, I think what I go for now is like
Robert Wadlow.
So maybe maybe I'd go for like tough, maybe you. Maybe, like, you know, I'm into posh girls. You're very pretty, but I don't know, I don't know.
Right, you guys go and talk about UFOs. Me and Rob have got that we're going to discuss.
Have you ever had any experiences, Evan?
That's surprising, isn't it?
When I was younger, I had a dream that I got abducted, and then I didn't remember anything before that day.
I thought it was about gay.
Yeah, we were talking about gay experiences.
They both like a probe.
So have you guys had any experiences?
I've had three UFO encounters. Yeah.
What we?
I once snogged Jonathan Mayer at a wedding.
Aren't we all?
Exactly.
That Jonathan Mayer counts. Once kissed me, and I didn't want that to happen. It was like during a show, and I was sitting in the audience when I first moved to Manchester, and he like came out into the crowd, and he like, "Oh, I'm gonna kiss you, you straight boy," and I'm like, "I don't want this," and he like forced himself to kiss me.
Yeah. Well, that's comedy, mate.
You heard it here first. Me too.
apologized.
Yeah, I was very drunk, but like, I'm sure I was into it. From the photo, someone took it looked like I was leading proceedings.
Have you ever snogged the guy?
Yeah, Jonathan Mayer at that wedding. I think that's it.
Snog. A proper like.
I think so. Yeah. I don't remember any of this, but this was when I was fully having a breakdown. You know, remember this was when I went to Dan Nightingale's wedding and didn't go home for 5 days, and all my possessions got locked in my car, which was left in Nottingham, and I went on a bender across four different cities. Wow. Yeah. So I was having a bit of a time.
Went for a bender. I don't think you can call them that anymore. very, very, very non-PC. Let alone chase the poor bloke across four cities.
I was having a really good time then, to be fair. Like, you know, looking back, I wasn't very stable, but I was fun.
What about you, Tom? Have you ever kissed a girl? You fucking panda.
I've snogged lots of guys. I've also had sex with two transgenders.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. With or without penises?
Yeah, that's a...
they were both without penises. They were, so one was me and my friend with a prostitute in Singapore on our gap year. And then another one was I got...
Gap year! Boom! Gap year.
Classic, there we go. Who had gap year in Posh Bingo?
What? What do you mean, Posh Bingo?
I did not mean to stop and put you off the story.
I got horses? Sword?
Can everyone just stop and let him finish?
Yeah. Like, Tom, the floor is yours.
Yeah.
Thank you. Steve's about to come.
And then the other one was where me and Daniel Sloss went to Amsterdam. And do you know in the red light district, if they've got a blue light as well, that they are...
I did not know that code, and thank you for that.
Well, you're very welcome. So I remember getting told this, then halfway through I opened my eyes and saw the blue light across the ceiling while the lady was on top of me. And then I got off and was like, no, I've done it again!
No!
And she was like,
say? Like, once looks like misfortune.
Yeah.
Been 17 times now. The same bloke.
It's like when Ronaldinho got caught with two transgender prostitutes in Brazil, and he said, "Like, I had no idea that these were transgender women. I know there was three of them." He said there were no idea they were transgender, and like, he had a fucking idea. I saw the photos. Yeah. Like, he had a these weren't like well done, like, you know, people who committed to the whole transition.
Not like Lady Boys of Bangkok.
No, not like that, where they're like beautiful, absolutely stunning. Yeah. Mm. No, like, this is like, I think it was day one. I think they decided at three that they were going to transition. Then at four, Ronaldinho had met them. Like, I think, you know, it was like that, yeah.
So I'm both actually generally, so this is what the argument I had with my I ruined this stag do. But the argument I had is, because people were like, oh, I couldn't believe you. You're so fine with saying that you did have sex. Because the girl there, the transgender in Amsterdam, when I was like, told her my qualm, she said, well, were you enjoying what was just happening? And I was like, yeah. And she went, so what's the problem?
Yeah.
So I finished.
Of course.
Carried on. Yeah. Why not? And I was saying, would you rather have sex with someone who was born a man but then looked and acted exactly like the most your ideal woman, or someone who was born a woman but was an absolute rotter? It's like, well, why wouldn't you? Mm.
Fit trans woman every time. Like, I am.
And like, so many of my friends like, no, I couldn't do it.
I've got off with trans women before. Like, I think, like, you know, you're a woman now. If you're fit, you're fit. Like, you know, you've always, like, you know, and I totally get the whole thing of, like, you've always been a woman as well. Like, your body was wrong. But yeah. If your body looks good now, fuck it.
Is the vagina perfect?
Well.
Such thing? I mean, they're all perfect, aren't they?
The arsehole was very flexible. Joking.
No, you're not.
Sorry, that's well, because no, like
it's on brand for this show. Don't worry.
Accommodating.
If there's going to be surgery, like it's going to be, they're going to make it like tailored to their perfection, right? To what they want.
I think if you've seen other plastic surgery, they don't always get it right, mate. They're not that. Like, I've seen what they've done to faces. You know, like. I'm sure they're not getting it exactly bang on.
The vagina's like. Hello. Yeah, a little bit of work done, but not.
We're just a complete bunch of clueless fuck.
Totally, this is it. Totally, absolutely, no fucking idea. But like, I don't give a fuck about any of that shit, man. Like,
you couldn't tell.
Yeah, like, why would you give a fuck? Like, why would you? I don't get it. Like, Finn Taylor has the best joke about this. Like, check out, like, go search Finn Taylor's bit about this. I'm going to murder it. But basically, he's like,
Scarlett Johansson.
He's like, why would you be worried, right, that, like, the girl you're with now used to be a man? All women used to be a baby, right? Which is worse to fuck than a man. So like his bit is incredible on it. It's so good. And like, yeah, like I don't give a fuck about any of that. Like, you know. Like, I don't give a fuck if someone's like non-binary and all that sort of shit. When they tell me, I start saying they, don't mind, whatever, it doesn't bother me. Like, you be you. And like, also, the thing with it is, if you argue with them, go, that's ridiculous. Like, this is someone's like whole like fucking thing. They've got to have thought about it. It means something to them. I don't give a fuck. Like, why do I care? Like, I just don't give a shit.
What I had a bit of a problem with is that I felt like I was missold a product, and it was it was more a packaging issue that I
like you got a French fry in your onion rings.
Do you know what I mean? I felt like she was a bit sneaky with the advertisement of a blue light. There was like this massive big red neon light and this tiny little blue.
You didn't check the small print, did you, man?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The small print, yeah.
Yeah, you really got done in the terms and conditions.
It was just a light on a
phone. Yeah.
You really wanted to install that app, so you just click through, agree all.
That was it.
You know, when you go on a stag do, do you take real stags?
I had a bunch of friends of mine who their stag do was, they went to a wood and they sort of properly gutted and skinned an actual stag.
Wow.
And then
is that where that started?
That was a valid question.
Like, posh people are always trying to like pretend their life's hard. Like, they always have holidays where they go like adventuring because the rest of their life's so fucking boring that they need like a challenge. Like, working class people, we go on holiday, we want to sit still in the sun because our lives suck the rest of the time. Like, it's only posh people who are like, oh, I want to get my hands dirty. Because you never do normally.
Yeah. With the stag though, they cooked it wrong and they all got food poisoning and just spent the whole time chundering in the woods. But you're right about did you hear the beg packing craze that? That's the one of those. Have you heard this? So basically, lots of gap year posh kids, they go, rather than backpacking, they go beg packing and they try and beg their way around the world in a way of sort of humbling themselves, but what essentially they did was just took customers
money from
actual homeless people.
Yep.
It's yeah,
it was fucking gross, and it's just
so,
all these
so
like
misguided
white trust fund kids with dreadlocks who are like, you know, barefoot on the pavement in Kolkata, like on their Instagram account, like I'm just learning so much from these people, and like, you know, whilst they're stealing out of the mouths of the homeless in impoverished countries, it's so disgusting. It's unbelievably disgusting, and I would never tire of punching any of them in the face. Never. Like, I would break my hands before I got bored of that. Like, fuck you so much. Like, you,
I don't know whether or not to talk about this, though. There was the there was that. Did you see the Chortle article? About...
I talked about this yesterday with Freddie Quinn and Rob Thomas. Yeah. And Roscoe McClellan. Yeah, like, you know, similar sort of territory, but, you know, I think that it's had enough fucking airing. I thought it was mainly, like, fucking pathetic that Chortle has covered basically a spat between someone who used to do comedy and someone else on you know, and like a clown on Twitter. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, it's just a fucking Twitter argument. Like, I thought it was absolute pathetic new low for comedy journalism. Fuck that fucking blog and all comedy journalists. They're pathetic.
Is this the elf thing?
Yeah. But like, you know, it's
okay. I didn't know it made it to Chortle.
Yeah, well, you know, Chortle or fucking, you know, it's not like there's loads of people doing amazing inventive stuff right now in the fucking corona crisis who could do with a little fucking publicity. Like, you know, like these cunts, like, ignore anything like that is just like positive. They've never fucking covered anything I've done. I've done loads of shit, loads of online shit, loads of great stuff. They never fucking put a mention of that. Maybe I just need to go around arguing with posh people. Maybe that's how you get fucking covered in comedy nowadays. I think that's pathetic. Luckily, they're redundant and pointless, and they have no value or purpose anymore. Fuck them all.
Do you want me? We can artificially create a fake argument if you want, Rob.
Yeah, oh, people would believe it with me and you. Like, definitely. Like, if people don't know that we're actually mates, we could easily look like we would fall out.
Rob Holland and Tom Horton, I think they fucked once.
Lovers fair.
He chased him across four.
Right. Who do you guys think would be the pitcher, and who do you think would be the catcher? Like, we'll throw that to Evan and Steve. If me and Tom are throwing down, who's the top and who's the bottom with me and Tom?
You're the pitcher. He's the catcher.
Yeah. Sorry, Tom, you're catching.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, okay, right. I like the sort of reverse hierarchy role play.
How quickly you agreed to that is why.
Yeah. I think you'd be all right then.
Just like,
I also feel like you'd give him a reach around.
Oh, yeah, like, really? I'd be a generous lover. Like, you know, I am in my day-to-day life now. I don't see why gay me would be any less skilled. Like, if anything, I'd have more practice. If I was gay, I'd be fucking horrifically dirty, definitely. Because, like, you know, the only thing that really slowed me down is, like, no one wanted to.
How far would you have your line tattoo?
He'd just have a line down the centre of his body.
Right, it'd be like rings on a tree. You could see how long I'd been gay for. This is me at 7. Oh, remember that? That was your birthday, wasn't it? That one.
Yeah.
No, in fact, I do know who I would go out with if I was gay. I had him on the show the other day. Me and Josh Jones, when we got hammered once, we talked about this. If I was gay, I'd go out with Josh Jones. I fucking love that guy. I do. He's really lovely. He's really funny. And we really get on. We're really, really good mates.
Spectacular.
Do you think you could be in a relationship with him, though?
Yeah, I think me and Josh would get on all right.
Well, it was nice while it lasted, Rob. Thank you very
much. Sorry, mate. You dumped. There's a beautiful Mancunian boy who's stolen my heart.
That's fine. Keep in the north.
Yeah, man. Like, he's, you know, it's much more easy. I don't want to get into a long distance thing, mate.
That's fine. It's all right. I'm just going to fist myself in the bottom of the garden.
Like, Tom, you're single at the moment, aren't you, man? Are you like chirpsing at the moment? Are you like on apps and stuff?
I'm not on apps or anything, no. No, yeah, I am single, but it's not been for very long.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, man.
No, it's sad. But I think I'm not really focusing on that at the moment.
Fair enough. It's a bit of a bleak time for a man. Like, when it comes back, it'll be amazing. There will never be a better time to be single than when lockdown lifts, I'm sure. It'll be amazing.
I hope so. I mean, although I've been sort of all the couples that I know, I've talked to them and they all seem to be doing fine. It's quite annoying, actually. I was expecting loads of couples to break up.
Yeah, I'm kind of better than ever, mate. Like, yeah, me and my girlfriend are having a great time. Like, we spend a lot of time together. We really like each other. That's why we're together. You know, like, it's not like this thing of like, oh, the bloody missus. Like, you know, I like her. She's fun. So
yeah, same. Yeah, we're best mates, best pals. I mean, I've been for years.
Yeah, she's not my mate. I mean, like that's ridiculous. You know, like, I'm not going down the pub to watch the match with her. Like,
no, I do. We do all that. We are.
Oh yeah, to be fair. Like Mamas is we share very few interests apart from like shit reality TV shows. Yeah. Like, it's got competitive in our house. Like, that's the main thing that's bubbling over.
That's part of the reason why I stayed in Australia, because I have a beautiful lady who's here.
That's really lovely, man.
Well, I'm really happy for all three of you.
Let's have a look at
Let's hear it for love, guys. Let's hear it for love. Like, you'll be fine, Tom. Like, it'll be fine. Like, you can bring women back to your castle soon and just trap them in the basement. Like, if you want to go full Fritzl, like, you've got the equipment ready to go, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I could keep them in a tower or a crypt.
I feel like we're having our own podcast.
This also goes out in audio form, by the way, so there's going to be a lot of fucking confused, well, not that many confused listeners, more people watch it. You know, like, guys, like, this has been, like, one of my favourites today. It's been loads of fun having you lot on. So please, like, all of you come back on, because I'm doing, like, 5 a week, so I need loads of guests.
Okay.
So yeah, like, this is great.
Yeah, so
this,
like, you'd all be welcome absolutely any time. Like, before we go, like, we'll go around.
Evan.
Yeah? Yeah, we'll hook you guys up with the details. But before we go, though, like, we'll go around and, like, basically, you'll have a little time in turn. Tell people about yourself. Tell them what you do or where they can find you. Anything you want to plug, it's your time. Evan, tell them about yourself, mate.
You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, at Evan Comedy. I make stupid videos, and I was at the Fringes, so I have a bunch of, like, crowd work videos that I've just been going through and editing and putting up little minute clips for the past, like, bunch of weeks.
Nice one, man. Cool. Yeah. So, yeah, follow Evan on those. And, Tom, tell them about yourself, mate.
Hello, I'm Tom. I'm currently single.
You are incredibly eligible, though.
I am, yeah. No, I should. It's just, I managed to book my first national tour and break up with my girlfriend literally the month that we went into quarantine. So I'm on my own. I can't go anywhere. It was, like, the worst time ever. But, I'm fine.
You'll have a good show out of that eventually, won't you? Mate, you've just got your fucking 40-minute mark for next year, aren't you? You just got like, this is the bit where you're sad, and then you get happy again because you know, you work something out about, you know, living in the moment. You'll be fine.
I'll be fine. So I'm Honourable Tom.
Beautiful, man. Well, like, thanks for coming on again. Like, always enjoy
having
you.
You're welcome. Anytime. Thank you very much.
Like, always good to see you, mate. And Steve, tell them about yourself, mate. Tell them about your mad conspiracy theories.
I don't have any. I've got a one-man show coming when we get spat out of the lockdown. It's called From the Mouth of Madness. It kicks off in Hull. Also, I've got a Comedians UFO podcast that can be found on Facebook. And I've also got another one, a vlog one that's coming out called Area Shifty One, which is a debate show. And that's at Funny Steve Harris, or I don't know. It's I'm up on social media somewhere.
Yeah, fucking Google it, innit? Like, I always think that with this. Yeah. It's like, people got to do a bit of fucking legwork themselves. He's called Steve Harris. He's a comedian. Yeah. Find him. You've got the internet. Yeah. Like, you know how to find people on the internet.
just contact the CSA. They've got all my details.
thanks so much for coming on. And, yeah, definitely come back on, mate. Anyone who's watching, if you've enjoyed this thus far, basically I'm collecting donations for the Trussell Trust, who raise money so that they can provide meals to people who desperately need them at the moment. So if you're still working and you're able to provide some help, then please do that. There's a donation link below. If you're skint, just enjoy it for free. Right, it's fine. Chill out. But if you want to watch some more of me, check around on my channel. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you listen to the podcast, then subscribe, give it a 5-star review. Also on YouTube, I have my stand-up comedy special, Too Big to Fail. There'll be a link popping up in a second to that. So give that a watch. It's very funny, and yeah, it's free.
Yeah. I've not even had adverts on it.
Yeah, it's because I'm tall and arrogant. So, so yeah, join all that stuff. And I'll be back again at 4:20 tomorrow. Who have we got tomorrow? I have got Clayton Jones, Jen Collier, and Jake Lambert. So that'll be lovely. That'll be a good one. And yeah, every weekday, 4:20. In the meantime, though, thank you very much. This has been Living La Vida Lockdown. I'll see you again another time. Bye.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Right, we're off the stream.